These pieces share their origin with the peacock carved in plaster that we saw in the first room. Look at the piece in the bottom left, and you'll see another kind of bird, a mythological creature known as a harpy. Its body is shown in profile, and it's pointing with human hands to the left. Though its face has been damaged, we can make out that the harpy looks straight ahead at us and still retains some traces of colour. It's much easier to see the colour details on the three architectural elements behind you, to the right of the arches. Approach the one in the middle and look for its painted decoration. The motifs, leaves and pearls, attempt to replicate the magnificent decoration of the plasterwork. The colours are exquisite. The blue background of the border, for example, is done in lapis lazuli, a rare substance imported from Asia that was more expensive than gold. In two centuries, the inside of Lub ibn Muhammad's military fortress had been turned into a sumptuous palace. And who did this palace belong to? We shall find out in the next display case.